from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live at Globe Life Field. Alec is back in the studio, but we can also take you through the magic of technology to Oxnard, California, courtesy of the North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Let's talk with Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. How's it going?
Did you have a glass of wine last night?
Yeah,
maybe?
I did. Look. When you're on the south side of Chicago, you don't lose 22 straight.
that's right, Mick. You tell them. You show them what's
We're
up.
We're pretty tough over there, you know?
That's right. We'll tie the all-time American League record, but we damn sure won't break it. That is tremendous. I'm glad for you that the White Sox won. I wanted to see if you had any early intel on the three players that the Cowboys scooped up yesterday. I know they just signed them, and it's been, what, like 14 hours. But
yeah.
You got any insight on the new guys?
Well, I mean, if you look at where they've been and what they've done, they opened up three spots, right, by placing CD and did not report finally. I thought they were going to do that a week ago.
Sam Williams
on IR, and then they released Ron Vaughn's. Look, at this point in camp, a lot of times you just need to bring in some fresh bodies and for practice purposes. And I'll guarantee you those guys probably were signed for the veteran exception 1 year. So we'll see. These guys have kicked around quite a bit. It sounds like with at least Albert Huggins, a bigger body, 6'3", 305, and it has appeared that they need some bigger bodies inside. You know, one of the things that you notice is they've drafted a bunch of guys, or at least a couple, I should say, that were defensive ends that they've tried to move inside. And, I mean, they're just not, you know, guys like Chauncey Golston, you know, they moved him inside, and that's fine. Nice, quick guy. But, you know, against the run, you need some bigger bodies. They drafted Fehoko as a defensive end, and they got him playing inside. So bringing in some bigger bodies, and I'm sure Mike Zimmer is a fan of the bigger body in there. I think they're trying to, you know, kind of beef things up. And then at the linebacker position, at this point, you just don't have enough guys. You don't want to wear out Eric Kendricks, right?
Right.
You got some young guys that don't have much experience. I noticed yesterday, actually the last 2 days, they had drafted the leading tackler in the UFL, Willie Harvey, but he's 5'11", 230. So he's kind of a specialty type player, so not a lot of girth in there. So, yeah, with the linebackers, I think they were trying to get maybe a little bit bigger. That guys have, you know, minimal amount of talent, so I don't know that this is going to shake up the roster. I mean, I'm sitting here looking at the linebackers right now, and, you know, I can cut that group to six right away. And if it's that easy for me, they're probably looking at, okay, let's bring in, you know, more troops. So we'll see where it goes. I don't think this is going to, you know, oh, okay, the Cowboys are going to be really good now against the run.
Now, you mentioned a couple of players I'm interested in there. Chauncey Golston, I think has looked good in practice, but also he seems to be, like, way more into practice than perhaps other players, which probably helps. And then I was curious what you've seen from Fehoko so far. Has he had a quiet camp, or how would you describe either one of those two guys thus far?
Yeah, I mean, Golston shows up. Fehoko, I almost forgot he was here. So that doesn't bode well for him, right? Or me watching practice, one of the two.
I think it's for him.
I was going to look up real quick. I mean, Fehoko's just not that. It lists him at 6'4", 283. He doesn't play that big, though. And then you got, you know, Mozzie in there, and it's like, it's just not consistent. You know, you sit there, and I looked at my notes from when they started the team period, and it's like, oh, Mozzie made a stop. He held up on a double team and slid off and, you know, made what would have been the tackle. And then there's other times you're going, hey, where are you at, you know? And so, you know, there's got to be some consistency there for him. And so, you know, and here's the other thing, and I was going to look this up. How many times do you hit big with the 26th pick in the draft, right?
Yeah.
And I think we look at him as a first-round pick, but he was barely a first-round pick. So I don't know how much patience they'll have with him. He just got to turn it up more, play in and play out. You can't have this good play, and then you go, where'd you go, right?
Yeah.
So they need more from him. You know, and I kind of had the same impression yesterday, Trey Lance getting a lot of snaps with the second team. And he'll throw a pass, and you sit there and you shake your head, right? And then he finished the young guys period. And he throws this great wheel route pass to Snoop Connor, who makes a fake over-the-head catch in the back corner of the end zone for a touchdown. And then you're going, okay, I see that, right? So it's like the consistency has to show up at some point in training camp.
Mickey, one name that while I was out there watching, I was like, okay. And then we had him on. He was great to have on. Always is a pleasure to talk to. But I keep hearing that he keeps making plays as Jordan Lewis and sealing up that slot spot. And I know he had mentioned maybe he's not going to be just there, but solidifying that he's that guy seems pretty important for Mike Zimmer to go, okay, I know that's taken care of.
Yeah, I think they know who their top three corners are. Now it's a matter of who's the next two or three, depending on how many you keep, right? I think, you know, they re-signed Lewis to a reasonable contract, and you get Trayvon out there, who is, now taking part in 7-on-7. Hasn't got into team yet, but you can see he's chomping at the bit to, you know, but at least he's got the pads on, and then Deron Bland. So that's a pretty good threesome right there. At corner, but now you need backups. And you know, that's what happened last year. And I keep saying this, but in the playoff game, they had to play Stephon Gilmore with a harness shoulder that needed surgery the end of the week after that game because you didn't trust Nashawn Wright. Now, he's been playing the right cornerback spot with Diggs, you know, on his way back, but do they have confidence in him? I think one of the guys that has stepped up recently and consistently is Kalen Carson, their fourth-round draft choice. So say that's four. Well, you got two more spots, and, you know, is Nashawn going to be here? We'll see. Is it Josh Butler, Eric Scott? Yeah. And so that one is still up, you know, I think up in the air. But the depth has to improve at the cornerback spot because, you know, last year, you know, when Diggs got hurt, it was like, well, Bland was the one to step up. And then you had Gilmore, and then Lewis eventually gets back, and, you know, they were good to go. But one injury, and now you're in trouble. So a lot of this has to do with developing depth, and it's not just at the cornerback spot. It's the defensive line spots, offensive line. They got to sort out the running back spot. But right now, you know, you've got three guys for sure going to make it there, Ezekiel Elliott, Rico Dowdle and Hunter Lepke, and then I think the last spot, is it Royce Freeman? Well, he hasn't been out here the last couple days. Got a
Snoop!
And Snoop made that catch, and he's getting opportunities. And you know the other guy that you know is kind of waving his hand in the air is Malik Davis, almost forgotten guy. So there's some competition there. That's why I keep saying these preseason games are vitally important to this team because they got to see if they can develop depth and who's going to step up and fill those spots.
I completely agree with you there. The yesterday, Dak, I heard through his first interception of training camp.
No,
I don't think it was his
what's
first.
What's the concern level there?
That would be amazing.
That being said, like, I mentioned this last week while we were there. The practices looked very crisp. They didn't look like there was a lot of sloppiness to it. And I was just kind of curious, since we've left, has that continued? Dak continues to look pretty crisp and pretty fresh on what he's doing.
Yeah, I think so. And he is
even working with other receivers too.
Well, but especially with Brandon Cooks, they've got something going here.
Good
on significant downs, like, you know, and they're practicing downs and plays. I think they finally finished their installs. But if it's third and seven play, the ball's going to Cooks. And they've got a rapport going that I didn't see last year develop until maybe later in the season. On slant passes, comebacks, deep routes, that's kind of been his guy. So, you know, it'll be interesting there. And there's another position. You know, I can cut the wide receivers down to five for sure, maybe six. But, you know, what do you do with some of these other guys that have kind of stepped up? The last 2 days, where were we at, Wednesday? Yeah, the last 2 days, Jalen Cropper has showed up significantly, meaning consistent. It's not, okay, I had a good day, and then where were you the next day? But these last 2 days, he's remained consistent along with Jalen Brooks. So that's what you want to start seeing at this point in training camp.
Now, I know in addition to covering the Cowboys, you're one of our football historians. Do you have any thoughts or stories about Dwayne Thomas, the former Dallas Cowboys running back who gave one of the greatest quotes of all time? He passed away at the age of 77.
Yeah, it was. So I couldn't remember the year, but someone reminded me today it was 10 years ago. So he had the reputation, right? Remember his last year here? He didn't want to talk to anybody.
Yes.
He didn't want to talk to Tom Landry, right? And so
he called him a plastic man.
Right. So we're working on a documentary, and he's living out here somewhere in the Los Angeles area or the California area close to here. So they got a hold of him and said, hey, can you come to training camp? We'd like to, you know, interview for the story. So he was all in. So he shows up, and they thought he was just coming in for the day. Well, it got late, and he's going, you know, can you guys put me up for a night? And so he ended up sleeping at one of the guys in the TV department, John Ingham's name, and they put him on his couch because they got pull-out couches here at the Residence Inn. 3 days later, he's still here. He's still talking. He wants to be interviewed more. And finally, I think somebody had to go up to him and say, hey, Dwayne, you know, this couch thing, this is not permanent. You know, we got to move on. But it was funny. The guy that didn't want to talk, didn't want to, you know, quit talking once he got here to training camp. And that really my only rub with him. Because what was last year with the Cowboys, like 71, 72, somewhere in there. They tried to get rid of him, and he kept coming back because the teams that traded for him rescinded the trade. So quite a character, but he was awfully awfully talented. And from Dallas, right? He,
I believe that is correct.
Lincoln High School, and then he went to West Texas State. So, you know, for a short period of time, he had one heck of a career.
He did. He did. Thank you very much, Mickey. Always appreciate it. We'll catch up with you again tomorrow.
Sounds good, guys. See ya.
Now, Dwayne Thomas also had a great all-time NFL quote. Before Super Bowl VI, where the Cowboys won their first Super Bowl, he said, "If it's the ultimate game, then how come they're playing it again next year?"
Oh, wow. Which, that's a great way to look at it.
Point. He's like, nope, this is it. This is the last football game you're ever going to get. We're the KNC Masterpiece.
This is just blowing my mind. I'm sorry. Now I'm like thinking of how to actually get the ultimate game. But,
yes.
Oh, man. I love it.
Coming up next, our brand new Olympic segment, Baby Got Track. We'll do it next, live from Globe Life Field on 105 Through the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And here's the three. Davis.
Oh! Davis, detonation at the rim.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. We are live at Globe Life Field in Arlington, and there's rumblings that Hurtado will be coming up here in a bit. Remember, Saturday at the Arlington Hurtado Barbecue location.
Uh-huh.
There we go.
Yeah.
Couldn't remember the word location.
Nailed it.
We'll be doing Fan Bowl. You can go to 105throughthefan.com/events if you want to get involved, know the details, sign up for our paper football tournament, of which for the fan host, RJ Choppy, is the defending champion. We've got an air-conditioned tent out there if you're worried about the weather. So just wanted to give you a heads up and a reminder about that. Plan your life accordingly. Now it's time for our newest Olympic segment, Baby Got Track.
Okay.
You like that?
Yes. Yes, okay. I do like that. It tracks.
I believe that's the seventh or eighth different one we've done. I might be running out of clever headlines.
Sorry, impressive. I think I forced you one day last week to do one. I was like, no, that's the name of the segment, and you did not let me know that we were changing
it every
day.
We're switching it up.
Fun bit. I like it.
All right. Do you guys want to start with basketball? Do you want to go to wrestling or track?
Alec, what do you like the most?
I'm a big track guy, so let's go with track.
All right, let's go to cut number six. This is the race, the 1500 for the men's, that was happening like right when we were getting off air. And last night, Jess hadn't seen it, and she was trying to go to bed early, and she like yelled out from the bedroom. She goes, "Are you watching this race? This is incredible." And I was like, "You know, France is like 7 hours ahead of us, right?" And she goes, "What do you mean?" And I was like, "That happened earlier." And she goes, "Oh, don't tell me what happened."
That's fine.
Yeah.
So you took away like the excitement from her?
Well, because
like you didn't share the excitement.
You know
with
what?
Her?
That's a fair point.
Sometimes just act dumb, dude.
I probably should have, but I was like, I already saw that. But that you're right. Look, we've talked about this. Sometimes I just say exactly what I think, like Mike.
Do you want this to be dramatic?
Oh, no.
I have no clue who's in this race or who won it or anything.
Let's go.
There we go. There we go.
So
I
this
like
1500
it.
That
Mike's
you're talking
excited.
About, I have no idea. Was the United States
the United
contender?
States
I don't know.
Was in it Cole Hawker, but not thought to be one of the top contenders.
Cole
Hawker.
Oh, we have a Tolo who's Cole Tucker.
Yes, these are two different people, okay. But that is true.
We had a pitcher named Cole Hamels once.
That is, yeah. Let's go to cut number six.
Uh-huh.
Check this race out, Mike.
Okay, I can't see it.
On the inside, he gets him a little shove and Cole goes by. Here comes Josh Kerr on the outside. All the talking is over. The world champion is in front, but Cole Hawker's not done with yet. Cole Hawker wins gold.
We did it.
Feel so patriotic right
that
now.
That was so exciting.
That was a great call, and those people were probably upset.
Yeah, yeah, they probably were.
Like, he upset them.
Yeah.
He did.
Because they didn't win.
But also, that was a big call for this gentleman in particular,
uh-huh.
Because he's also the one who did not think that Noah Lyles won the 100, so...
Oh, okay. He got this one wrong,
yeah,
too?
No, he got this one right.
Wow.
So okay. I'm saying, it was a big call. You know what? As long
back.
As you're feeling this kind of patriotism yeah. and fever...
Uh-huh.
Let's go to the 200
before,
for the women's.
Kellen, okay. Before we do that, can I ask you a question? Do you think that if you're in first place, you would ever turn around and trash talk the people behind you?
Never.
Or you think you're just,
you
because we're
you don't
running.
Leon let it.
See, I want you know how I am. I want to win by the biggest
turn around and
margin
run backwards.
Possible. So like when you
want to break world
yeah,
records.
When Usain Bolt pulls up at the Olympics and I was like, man, I want to smoke everyone and be like, I'll give you a whole nother second. 1001, you still would have lost the race. Like that's what I would have been like. So
okay, 200. I don't even know. Is Richardson running in this or is she just 100.
No, actually, yeah, that's an interesting story. I'll circle back to her in just a second. But this was the first time in 112 years that the United States put two people on the podium for the 1500.
Okay.
So not only did they win, they got the bronze as well. Now.
You really spoiled that for me.
It happened
that's
yesterday.
That's great. I'm excited.
Yeah.
All right. This is all news to me.
Let's go to the 200. The American you're listening for here is Gabby Thomas. Take it away.
She's tall, I think.
She is
cut
tall.
Number five.
Long legs.
Gabby Thomas comes off the turn with force, with power. And Gabby Thomas is running away from the field. It's gold for USA. Gabby Thomas is an Olympic champion.
Now, this one was
she the Harvard girl?
I believe so. I know I've seen her work in like a hospital or a clinic or something too.
She trains in Austin.
Okay.
I think because I saw like a little NBC like 5 minute of
dude,
story on her.
I'm dead serious about this. When you watch her run, because her legs are so long, you're like, that kick, that stride almost seems unfair the way she's doing it. But man, to see the delight on her face when she won gold that's probably the coolest part, to see our people who do that, win gold, have that excitement because they work so hard for it, man.
And she smoked the field.
Yeah,
like,
she did.
The race before, it was just a nudge forward
at the
end.
She bolted them?
She,
like,
she did.
Bolted.
She bolted them. All right.
Is she young enough to do it 4 years from now?
Ooh, I think so.
Okay.
But you know what?
That's when you kind of become a legend, right? When
27.
She's
27.
It's going to be close.
It might be that, like, if she goes out there, she she gets that last try.
But isn't that kind of when you become an Olympic legend,
yes,
when you can come back 4 years later and dominate again?
Yeah. That's how Carl Lewis did it. That's how Michael, you know, all those guys.
What if I told you there's a new, women, even more legendary Olympian?
Okay,
the
you
guy
tell
who
me.
Knocked the guy, over the pole with
somebody
his dog?
Did 72 events.
Mijane Lopez from Cuba became the first human being in history to win the same event 5 times at the Olympics.
What is it called?
It's 20-year span.
That is correct. He wrestled at 130 kilograms.
No clue.
I think it's like 250 pounds, 270 pounds.
That's a lot. For kilograms are really low.
It's like, I think kilograms are like 2.1,
2.2. I'm
going to
say how much I weigh in kilograms.
Okay, so he won his first gold medal in 2008, and then he won again in 12, 16, 20/21, and now again. So there was Carl Lewis, you brought it up, Corey, was one of them. He is the first Summer Olympian ever to win the same event 5 consecutive Olympiads.
All right.
That is amazing.
It is.
Okay, yeah. So Gabby Thomas, I'm sorry, studied neurobiology and global health, finished her master's degree in epidemiology. And somebody said she's a neurosurgeon. So
wow.
Yeah, she's smarter.
And a gold medalist?
Yeah, smarter and faster than us.
Not at 27 years old. I kind of know the world of
She has her master's in
neuro. She might be working towards being a surgeon, but surgeons at 27 is almost impossible.
I'm not a neurosurgeon.
You could do
yet.
It,
I'm working there, but I also have a gold medal. Now, let's tell you about another American who's dominating. Amit Floor. She is 20 years old and has never lost an international wrestling match.
Amit Floor?
Amit Floor.
And she's a wrestler?
She's a wrestler.
That sounds like a great wrestler.
Yeah, absolutely.
You want Amit Floor?
Boom!
Bam!
Meet the floor.
She's 20 years old, and she was the under 20 champion, also the under 23 champion at 72 kilograms, which is 159 pounds. That is not in the Olympics. She said, no problem, and dropped down to 68 kilograms, which is 150 pounds.
Okay.
And was unseated because of that. She drew the world champion in the first match and won 10-2. Her coach said the only surprise was that other person got 2 points on her. And
that's
she
cocky. I like it.
Rocked through this thing and dominated everyone. Has never lost a senior level match, and she's wrestling 9 pounds below where she normally would
Dude,
be.
I weigh just under 100 kilograms.
Mike,
he literally
went to type it in and see the conversion rate on that so that he would know what his currency was.
Okay, do you want us to start giving?
What about basketball? What happened in basketball?
Okay, let's talk.
I honestly have no clue. I didn't watch any Olympics.
I watched some of it, dude.
I watched the guy almost throw a no-hitter, though.
It was okay. It was like 68 to 32 at halftime. It was ridiculous.
Who was winning?
The U.S.
Don't you feel like you would have heard if the United States lost by 36 points?
I'm good at not listening.
That is a great point. Now, the United States would win over Brazil 122-87. So they won by 35 points. They now move on to play Serbia in the semifinals. That's Jokic's team. But Kevin Durant scored 11 points in the game and surpassed Lisa Leslie as the all-time most points scored in USA Olympic basketball, which
there
is pretty
go.
Awesome.
Yeah, I like it. He's pretty good at basketball.
He is. Who do you think is better, KD or Lisa Leslie?
Lisa Leslie.
Well, there's no doubt that KD would beat her one-on-one.
I don't know if he can handle
basketball.
Her inside.
In basketball, yes.
She would lean on him. He'd sit out there on the perimeter and shoot the whole time.
What? Okay.
Do you think Lisa Leslie could score a basket on Kevin Durant?
Yeah.
How?
She gets the ball
like
first
juking,
and she backs him down.
Like shooting over him?
She gets the ball first and backs him down. And then little baby hook.
All right.
He answered your question.
That's a great
then
answer.
Then he calls foul and he's like,
so now we play Serbia, who has Jokic and nobody else.
What do you think the point spread is on that?
21 and a half.
It's between 14 and 16.
Somewhere, I bet it's between 14 and 16.
I watched them play that.
Maybe 15?
Exhibition.
Something like that.
It was a blowout.
It was a blowout. But also, I wanted to tell you in that game, LeBron James took an elbow to the eye, and he needed 4 stitches afterwards.
Oh, man.
It's a real injury.
Did he have to have a wheelchair?
No.
That's what Dwayne Wade demanded that he get probably on the call.
Dwayne Wade is still on the call, and he is not good at this.
Two texts that came in, Kevin, from the 214. Sydney McLaughlin dominated the 400-meter hurdles so bad that her time would have won even if all the other runners didn't jump hurdles.
And that was in a heat. That was in one of the qualifiers that she was so far ahead of everybody.
And then from the 817, I hope I can grow up to be like that pole vaulter guy.
With the junk that knocked it down?
Mm-hmm. Everybody's still thinking about that. Somebody did say he is a legend. He is an epic legend in their book.
Absolutely.
And then Kevin from the 469, this is original stuff. I love this different segment names for you guys. This is awesome. Baby Got Track is the best name yet.
Okay.
Great show, guys.
I'll keep brainstorming for the next few days and see what we can come up with.
How many more we got left? We got...
Probably three, right?
All
because
right.
You do tomorrow, Friday, and then probably Monday.
All right. Okay. All right.
Especially if Celine Dion sings again. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live from Globe Life Field in Arlington. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Will any of these young QBs jump into the top five this season? Let's talk about it next right here on The Fan.
Pressure up the middle. Love steps away, looking, throwing. Oh, and he's got a completion to Dobbs. What a throw from Jordan Love.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Globe Life Field in Arlington. And the reason why I'm laughing is because Corey and Mike are both occupied right now. Hurtado has brought by maybe the greatest quesadilla I've ever had in my life, plus giant birria nachos. And
this must be heaven.
Don't forget your opportunity to taste this stuff and play paper football and all that's involved Saturday in Arlington at Hurtado's. We're going to be having Fan Bowl, 1053thefan.com/events if you want to get more info or register. And we hope that you guys pack the place out. There's going to be an air conditioning tent and this delicious food out there.
Corey, it's Iowa.
What? Iowa?
He said it must be heaven.
Yes. I knew that's okay. I knew that's what he was getting
from
at.
From Field of Dreams, it's Iowa. Man, just thanks to Brandon for creating barbecue. You know, the way that we like
barbecue.
The way
it
that we love it.
It feels like it.
It's awesome. It's awesome to know that that he's part of the station too, that he loves what we do. And then, you know, like you said, the full support they give us a Fan Bowl out there this year. And then to send this food over is awesome.
I watch these guys. Their YouTube channel is called Jolly. They have millions of whatever they're called.
Followers. Subscribers.
Subscribers, thank you. They came to the ballpark back in April, and they went to Hurtado's. Now, they've had Texas barbecue. They've had Terry Black's. They thought it was one of the greatest things they ever had in there.
Terry Black's is really good.
They're like, this is in a ballpark? Now, they had never been to a baseball game from what I could tell.
Oh, okay.
So they weren't like super interested in baseball. They were amazed how big this place was. But then they went to Hurtado's, and they're like, you got to be kidding me that this is in a ballpark. They were disappointed at the time Whataburger wasn't open. Obviously, Whataburger is open now. But in April, it wasn't ready to be opened at the ballpark. But they went to Hurtado's, and it is funny watching them sit down and have Hurtado's at a ballpark and go, this isn't right.
Yeah.
Evan Grant said whenever they made the announcement that they were going to be here, he was like, this is the most unique like ballpark thing because, A, it's a local restaurant, for one. Local product, a kid who grew up in the area. And then on top of that, you just don't find the type, like the big old dino rib. You don't find something like that anywhere else. So it is a very unique, and it's always, hey, man, I'm glad they added an extra one in this place because they desperately needed it.
Now, right now, let's go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Dip.
Gridiron Gravy brought to you by Rhino Shield. Why paint your house when you can shield your home with Rhino Shield? All right, let's get into training camp fights. Because Mike McCarthy said yesterday, he was like, hey, getting in a fight with another team at training camp, not productive. We've told our guys to stay away from it. The Giants and Lions were fined $200,000 each for their fights at joint practice.
Really?
Yeah.
So definitely going to try to avoid that. You don't want to get that fine. Who pays that one? $200,000 each?
Owner?
Is the team or
I
is
guess,
the,
I would
the
assume.
Player? You're like, hey, man, that's on you, buddy. Because Malik Nabers did just kind of walk by and hit somebody in the helmet and then tried to run off.
I would really like it if they were like, oh, he's watching the fight. He's like, oh, that was awesome. And he goes, hey, by the way, we have to pay $200,000 for that fight. And he's
maybe
like,
we
what?
Should not do that.
That fight is stupid.
It has to be the team, though, right? Because they're just
yes.
saying they've it's the owner.
Yes.
Because they're just fining the team.
Yes. But that's, I have to admit, that was a higher fine than I might have guessed.
I mean, it's to avoid injury. It seems like the smart thing.
For the Falcons, wide receiver and guy who I'm pretty sure I have every rookie card ever made of him, Rondale Moore was carted off with an air cast on his leg. So, obviously, another unfortunate injury we've talked about throughout training camp. The Cowboys have suffered it with Sam Williams. That is part of the deal in training camp. You hope to come out as healthy as possible.
And that's not like an air guitar.
No. It is much worse, right, than an air guitar. Much worse.
Yeah, air guitar is easy. You know, you don't even get any calluses on your fingers.
Yeah, there's a commercial where one of the real rock stars took away the air guitar from the guy doing the meeting because he's a rock star. And then the rock star left. And he goes, guess what? I got another one.
There you go. You can play these all night, baby.
Yeah, but yeah, air casts, those are real.
All right, as long as you guys are talking about amazing food, we might have to circle back to the young quarterbacks. What do you think about the so-called cotton candy burrito? Have you seen this at Arizona?
I have.
Okay.
I have.
It sounds like I want nothing to do with it, so you're going to have to make it tasty.
You want nothing to do with it. It is one of the new food items for the Arizona Cardinals. It's ice cream, candy, and Fruit Loops wrapped in cotton candy in burrito fashion.
Jeez, dude. I'm not a huge I like Fruit Loops. I think they're good. I'm not a huge cotton candy person.
Ooh.
Mostly because once it gets a little wet, like, it's everywhere. It's all sticky everywhere. I have seen this thing.
The picture
if
is
you
not.
If you are a sweets person, though, if you like candy, this is for you. If you like candy, that thing, you cut it open, you eat all your candy, you're going to have a blast.
I'm not a huge cotton candy fan either. It sounds like Kevin might be a cotton candy fan.
No.
No, okay.
No.
Okay.
No, I mean, I like cotton candy, man. It's fine, but this thing does not look good. It has elements that I like, but looking at it as a
cotton
whole,
candy.
It's
kind of
like the Cardinals.
Yes, it has elements that I like, but as a whole, that's a great point, man. Is the cotton candy burrito emblematic of the Arizona Cardinals as a whole?
Would you eat that thing? Would you like pick it up and just eat it like a burrito? How do y'all eat y'all's burrito? Whenever you go to like a Chipotle or something like that?
I never cut it open.
You never cut it open?
Unless for some reason you have to reheat it, then I just use that as a gauge for like, it might feel hot on the outside, but if you're just eating it straight away, I just keep it together.
You need to eat a burrito together. Once you cut it open, it just starts spilling out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, usually like with the Chipotle or the Freebirds,
yes.
You roll the foil down, and then, you know, that way it keeps everything nice and tight.
Did you ever make anything with that extra foil Freebirds used to give you?
Oh, yeah, man. Make like a swan.
Yeah. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Wow, that's impressive.
Carter taught me how.
Oh, that's even more impressive.
My Carter, not...
Connor Williams agreed to a one-year deal
with
the Seahawks.
Oh.
So he's on the move, not with the Cowboys. And then tell me if you think this is a big deal or not. Because they're already saying, like, hey, we don't think he's going to miss any regular season time, but he's probably out for all of the preseason. Christian McCaffrey has a calf injury.
Uh-oh. A McCaffrey injury?
Yeah. Yes. A McCaffrey injury,
gotcha.
If you will. That would make me nervous just because he's so awesome, and a calf injury, I don't know, that feels like it would be a pretty big annoyance throughout the season.
Yes. I do wonder how much of that is precautionary calf injury for preseason.
Because they said it was a calf strain. McCaffrey strain.
But, you know, being a player at that position, that like we saw it with Josh Young, it takes a while to get over a calf injury for sure. Dak dealt with it too. Now I'm starting to think
and
as I'm looking at, well, that was a
it's
different
a
injury.
Cramp.
But now I'm starting to think, because I keep doing my mock drafts on the fantasy thing, and I'm in spot three, and somehow I keep getting Christian McCaffrey. Should I not draft him based on this calf injury, or do I say, you know, that's a preseason thing? I don't know.
I don't play fantasy football anymore. Are running backs still that valuable when they don't really...
When they receive, if they're PPR, okay. For PPRs, yeah, they're huge.
I had to miss the McCaffrey talk because a worker came over and was like, Mike, take off your headset. I don't care you're doing radio. Tell me about this donut thing again.
Oh, my God.
So I'm like, they're awesome. Cronuts. They're not at my donut store. They're in Plano. They are at other places.
Would you consider now suggesting to your donut place, be like, can you guys make cronuts? That would be a good idea.
They closed for a long time after COVID, okay. And they finally came back, Lone Star Donuts in Oak Cliff. They're next to Methodist Hospital. I like them. They're good donuts, but I feel like that would be asking them to do too much.
Okay.
This is a new wave that they have to get on, you know.
Now, Kyle Shanahan said that nothing has changed with the status of Brandon Ayuk, although we did get rumblings that the Patriots have dropped out of the mix as well because they also think the price is too high. And so the issue that Ayuk's running into is they have trade compensation ready, but it's just the money he wants. They're like, that is not in line with what we're looking to do at all.
Yeah, and it doesn't sound like anybody across the league is willing to give up anything and do that at the same time.
I mean, that's great. Like, I used to think about that with basketball players, and they would be like, oh, if you look at his per 48, it's off the charts. And I'd be like, yeah, he plays 11 minutes a game. Like, I'm not paying that price. And that kind of feels like the case with Ayuk. Like,
he hasn't proven he's a Justin Jefferson.
You're right. But you brought it up. Like, all of his stats look amazing in terms of efficiency, but he doesn't get used as much of any of those.
Maybe
guys.
That's a positive. Like, I mean, if you're watching him, if you really do, and guys around the league are smarter, they know it. They're probably looking at it going, no, that's product of the system. He is a talented receiver, but it's product of the system. That could be something at play. There could be a lot of cheap teams out there that are sitting there waiting on something. But, I mean, I hate to do this again, but that's another fantasy football thing where if you're going to draft him, you have to think about, is he going to be with that team where he's productive and efficient?
True.
Or is he going to be with another team where they might use him a different way and he can't produce the same way?
True.
We're out of time, and this is for another day, another discussion. I feel like the 49ers are falling into the 90s Cowboys. Now, the Cowboys have three championships. They were a dynasty. It's like nobody's good on their team.
Yeah.
But we all know, now they have to win championships. Like, Michael Irvin wasn't that good. Look at what they had. Emmitt Smith wasn't that good. Look at the offensive line. The offensive line wasn't that good. Yeah. Look at this. Troy Aikman wasn't that good. Look at his numbers. And you're just like, so nobody was good on that?
Yeah.
Everybody was just like above average, but they won three championships. Now, San Francisco's won doodly squat. But when we get into quarterback talk, Brock Purdy isn't good at quarterbacking. We get into running backs, and I know McCaffrey does get a lot of respect. But then you get into wide receivers. Oh, they're not very good. Well, then why is Brock Purdy not good?
Yeah.
So his wide receivers aren't good, but Brock Purdy isn't good. You start getting into this weird category with San Francisco people.
Now, Corey, quick question. Do you like these Spider-Man cleats from Isaiah Rogers?
Those are awesome.
Are they?
They look cool.
Are they?
Hold on.
They also say on them, Dallas sucks.
I couldn't see
plays
that. So, yeah.
Philly.
Yeah, I couldn't see that.
But you are already on record as saying that these shoes are awesome.
The Spider-Man cleats look cool. I did not. You actually, he had it scrolled up to where I couldn't see the Dallas sucks.
Yeah, hey, guess what?
Part.
He's on his face.
Now I don't like
We don't
like
even play in Dallas.
Yeah. In Arlington.
Yeah.
Your face.
Yeah, Dallas can suck. They didn't even bring the Cowboys to Dallas.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Yes.
We're the Arlington Cowboys.
And then last thing for you, the Dallas Cowboys hired Kathy Evans as a consultant in their analytics department.
Heck, yeah.
I don't know. Hold on. Kathy that came over here and got
shot
earlier?
She was working for the Rangers for 25 years. We give her a shout-out and she leaves.
She goes to the Cowboys.
I'm pretty sure she took this job like yesterday or the day before, but I'll look into that, I guess.
Well, 2 week notice.
We're the KNC Masterpiece, I guess, right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live at Globe Life Field in Arlington with the season series tied. And after almost getting no hit, how vital is today's Astros-Rangers game? Is it pivotal? Next on the
Fan. Pivotal! From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.